Now, for the second time in a week, a construction worker in Greater Boston has died on the job. Yesterday, a worker was killed and a second was critically injured in Cambridge when a section of a concrete stairwell inside a parking garage collapsed during renovation. And last Wednesday, two workers were killed at a site in downtown Boston after a truck knocked them into a hole in the road. These two incidents are raising questions about how we keep construction workers safe on the job, especially as buildings keep going up in the city and going up fast. So we're going to explore that, and we invite your thoughts. As construction projects continue throughout Greater Boston, are we doing enough to keep workers safe? What do you think? Especially in a pandemic, how do we prioritize the health and the safety of our workers, all workers? And have you seen anything unsafe happening at construction sites around the city of Boston? You can call us with any of that. 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also send us a tweet at Radio Boston. Joining us now are Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn, who was leading the charge for a hearing to look into last week's tragedy in Boston, and Massachusetts Building and Trades Council President Frank Callahan. Councilor Flynn, Frank Callahan, welcome to Radio Boston.
It's good to be with you.
It's good to be with you, and Councilor Flynn, thank you, Tiziana.
It's great to have you both. So, Councilor Flynn, I'm going to start with you. You have called for hearings. What did you think when you first heard of the tragedy in downtown Boston last week?
Well, I first thought of the construction workers and their families. It's a terrible loss, so our prayers went immediately to the families. But also, it also went directly to what are we doing at construction sites to make them as safe as possible for our workers and for neighbors and pedestrians that live in and around the site as well. But worker safety issues are critical. Construction is a major part of the Boston economy, and we want to make sure every construction worker is safe when they're in this city.
So, Frank, I want to invite us to have a moment of solidarity here. When we see tragedies like the three deaths in these last 2 weeks, how does that affect other workers in construction around the state?
Well, as I want to echo Councilor Flynn's comments, our prayers and thoughts go out to all the families, both of the two workers in Boston and the other two workers in Cambridge just later this week. It does affect workers. Construction is one of the most dangerous industries in the country on a good day. And certainly in the circumstances we saw this week, they were very bad for those four workers because, unfortunately, those four workers were not union workers. I mean, not that it matters. They're still workers, and our thoughts and prayers go out to them and their families. But we provide the best safety training, and we monitor that safety training and police our contractors to make sure that our workers are safe. But as I said, even under the best of conditions, construction is a dangerous business.
So, Councilor Flynn, I want to talk about the specifics of Atlantic Coast Utilities, the company involved in last Wednesday's fatalities in Boston. They had a history of OSHA, that's occupational safety and health violations. Now, reportedly, the owner, Lawrence M. Maloney, didn't disclose those violations on affidavits he had to submit to the city. And then it also doesn't appear that the city double-checked the truth of the affidavits that he submitted. So it sounds like there are multiple levels of problem here, both the proprietor not submitting truthful information, but also a failure to confirm at the city level. Is that right?
Well, in the High Street incident that you referenced, that is being investigated. Atlantic Coast Utilities, did they fail to disclose to the city that the company had numerous past workplace safety violations, which should have qualified them from construction work? I know the city passed an ordinance that would give the city of Boston the authority to deny or revoke work based on past safety violations or concerns. And also it would require the permit applicant to include a list of all OSHA violations on a signed affidavit with the permit application. So those are critical issues that we have to review, that we have to investigate. We have to get answers to, and also to do everything we can to make sure our work sites are as safe as possible for every worker. And as Frank mentioned, the construction is a very dangerous job. And the construction workers are real heroes in my mind for the work they've done in this city, helping build this city. And we want to make sure we protect all of our construction workers and make sure that they have a living wage, safe working conditions. And at the end of the day, they go back home to their loved ones.
I'd like to go to the phones here because we have a caller in Worcester with it with an interesting point, 800-423-8255, to join this conversation. Michael's on the line from Worcester. Michael, what's on your mind?
I work in a trade, and sometimes we have to get within 6 feet of each other. We have to wear these masks to stop the spread of COVID. Unfortunately, everything is a trade-off. You want to stop the spread of COVID. The mask is also stopping the spread of my voice. I tell someone else, hey, watch out, don't trip on that. I can't help it. He can't hear me. I'm muffling. My voice is muffled by the mask. His voice is muffled. We got to work together. One, two, three. Pick up the object. Very heavy. He can't hear me. I can't hear him. It's much, much harder to work together when we're focusing on one thing. You know, when you do science, if you were to change every variable in the experiment, then you have no idea what's going to happen.
So, Michael, I'm going to take it back from you there. I'm sorry. The irony is you're talking about how hard it is to be heard right now at the workplace. The challenge is we were losing your sound and we were finding you hard to hear from the call. I do apologize about that. Frank Callahan, let me turn back to you. Michael is raising a really practical concern around staying safe during COVID and how that affects other workplace safety practices. You know, we've talked about similar things before, but maybe respond to Michael's call.
Yeah, we share his concerns. We've called for the shutdown of the construction industry last spring because we wanted to flatten the curve like the rest of the population and the economy until we could get a handle on this. And in the interim, we worked very closely, hand in hand, with our contractor associations to make sure that our members were as safe as possible, like we do on a regular basis. Unfortunately, he's correct. That does exacerbate situations, not just for COVID-19, of course, but for the example he just used, it does make it more difficult. But as we always tell our members, you know, you do what you're told. I don't say you do what you're told, but you do your job, but you never do anything that's unsafe. So I would encourage him, your caller, that if he is asked to be doing something unsafe or it's an unsafe situation, hopefully he's in a union and he's able to speak up that not just on the radio, but to his employer that, I'm not going to do that. You know, you're putting me in danger, and we have to address that situation like we would any other hazardous situation, whether it be hazardous materials, fall concerns, working in heights, or whatever the situation may be. So that has been an issue. It's made it difficult for people working. And as was pointed out, our members can't work from home. You know, in the construction right. industry, you have to go to the job site, regardless of COVID-19. So we're doing all we can to make sure, as always, that our members are as safe as possible.
Listeners, we are speaking with Massachusetts Building and Trades Council President Frank Callahan and Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn about work site and workplace safety after three deaths in just a week in Greater Boston on job sites. Are you like Michael from Worcester who just called? Do you work in construction? Do you feel safe? Are you challenged by your workplace conditions? We welcome your stories as well. 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Councilor Flynn, you know, Frank has said a couple of times, if the worker is in the union, here's what the union can do for them. There's another group of workers we've been hearing a lot about in the news over the last few years, really vulnerable workers, immigrant workers, often undocumented workers who may not be represented by a union or another organization, but who are often finding themselves in work sites that are dangerous, where safety protocols are not being followed. Is it your sense that we have an endemic problem around lack of enforcement or following of the safety protocols on the books? And is that what you're trying to get at with the hearing that's now been approved? I know that the Committee on Small Business and Workforce Development, which is chaired by Councilor Julia Mejia, is taking that over.
Yes, the role of the city or state is critical in protecting the construction workers. We want to, you know, the laws that are currently on the books, we want to make sure that they are enforced. And you're right, the workers that lost their lives were non-union. It was a non-union company. but we want to provide every worker with those same basic rights, really, is the right to go to a workplace that is safe, and where safety protocols are respected, and you get a decent wage, and your wages aren't stolen from you or cut down by a company or trying to cut costs. So we unfortunately do see a lot of that in this city. Wage theft also is a big issue. I've worked with the Greater Boston Labor Council on this issue, and undocumented workers are taken advantage at times, and it's discouraging. It's really a violation of civil rights, in my opinion, and it's something that won't be tolerated. I know Attorney General Maura Healey has a team that does a lot of wage theft issues, but we have to make sure that the sites are safe for all workers, and including undocumented workers. They deserve respect and dignity also.
Let me shift gears a little bit here. You just referenced Maura Healey. There's another law enforcement professional looking at this. DA Rachel Rollins is looking at the High Street incident last week. Here she is speaking shortly after the incident.
Right now, we don't know if this is a crime. We know that it's a tragedy. And my office is here making sure these families know that we take this very seriously.
So, Frank Callahan, as D.A. Rollins just said, it's being investigated. She said she doesn't know at this point if it's a crime. But should we be looking at these incidents when they happen as crimes more often than we are? Are you satisfied, as part of the Massachusetts Building and Trades Council, that the Commonwealth looks at the criminal dimension if and when there is one?
No, I'm not satisfied. It is a crime. And the crime that was committed here, in addition to the two workers who lost their lives, was that in order to do this work, to get around the ordinance that the city of Boston passed in 2016, they lied. That's fraud. They lied on their form, and they did not disclose that they had at least 5 OSHA violations and 4 serious and 1 willful in order to get that work. If they had disclosed it, they would not have gotten that work. We see this time and time again. I had a firsthand example of this late last year. I sit on a building committee in my town. We're building a high school project, and we had a contractor who failed to disclose, but checked the box that no, they had not had fatalities over the look-back period that's required under the law. And just by happenstance, I was having a conversation with someone, and this was after we pre-qualified them, after they bid, and after they were the low bidder, and they said, that contractor had a worker killed on their job within the last year and a half. We went back and looked at that before the contract was awarded. And not only did they lie on the pre-qual process, they lied on their bid forms. And then when we contacted them, they told the town officials that, oh, that worker died of a heart attack. Well, by that time, I had a copy of the OSHA report in my hand, and I was able to inform the rest of the building committee that worker did die of a heart attack, but only after being blasted with scalding hot water and inhaling steam that was full of glycol. I mean, that's not to be flip here, but that's like a murder suspect saying, well, the victim died of lead poisoning, and not saying that I shot them. It's a crime.
Let me take it back from you there, Frank. And just for our listeners' sake, you referred to an incident in 2016. And I want our listeners to know that the result of that, in part, was the Maddox Higgins Affidavit of Workplace Safety, which required companies to file at least once a year whether or not they had OSHA citations and violations. That was the affidavit that I referred to with Councillor Flynn earlier, in this particular most recent situation with Atlantic. And so, Councillor Flynn, I want to come back to you with Atlantic Coast Utilities. Excuse me. I want to come back to you. Do we have a teeth and an enforcement problem? And how do we get to the bottom of that?
I think that's a great question. I think we do have laws on the books that would address this issue. They have to be strengthened, but any law in the books, we must enforce it. We're going to go back and look to see whether this company did not provide the relevant information, and why didn't appropriate authorities do a review or research this company to see exactly what their history has been in the past. So I think we need to have a one shop area that can gather this information, track this information, and print it out at one time and know exactly what the company's safety history has been. That all that information should be considered when doing city work or working on a project in the city of Boston. And that will protect the workers and that will protect the residents. But there should be zero excuses for a company such as Atlantic getting any type of project in the city of Boston.
We've got a lot of calls come in. Let's grab a couple here. We've got Susan on the line from Mattapan. Susan, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to call in and say that this problem starts and ends with our mayor. And he has championed the build, and taken away so many standards and precautions. And it's allowed so much of this non-union work to go forward. He's allowed things like the podium build to go forward, which is so dangerous to our city. And as much as I appreciate Councillor Flynn calling for a hearing, which seems to be the spotlight of our city council, three people are dead and one may not survive. So if we want to look where this begins and ends, it's with our mayor who has allowed all of these safety precautions to go away, which is laughable considering that he goes forward as our labor secretary. I live next to two construction.
I'm going to take it back from you there, Susan. Thanks, so that I can give Councillor Flynn a chance to respond. And Councillor Flynn, it does raise the question. You know, Mayor Marty Walsh is waiting to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate as Labor Secretary. OSHA is under the Department of Labor. You hear some strong criticism from Susan there, and also asking the City Council to do more. Let me give you a chance to respond.
I think the City Council should do more. I should do more. I had a hearing last year on this issue, on worker safety issue, and there's more work that I can do, and there will be more work that I will do going forward. And any company that is in my district or in the city, I'm going to work closely with city agencies, city departments, but stress to them that, you know, we take worker safety issues very seriously, and that no company should be on city property if they have a lousy record on worker protection issues. There should be zero tolerance for any of that. And as we, in just to reference Mayor Walsh, he has been a strong advocate of worker protection laws in the city and the state. And I know he'll continue doing that throughout the country, but we still have to recognize that we have issues right here throughout Boston and greater Boston and the state, that we need to take every violation seriously, because at the end of the day, there was two people that didn't go home to their loved ones on High Street, and one also in Cambridge. So worker protection are critical, and it's something I take very seriously and I take personally.
I'd like to grab one more quick call here. We've got Trevor on the line in Brighton. Trevor, go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I'm a union laborer. I work for a demolition company. Before I was in the union, I did the same work, and it was much more dangerous. I was just wondering what we thought about utility companies working in the street. Maybe if we moved more to have more union utility companies, there'd be less accidents, because I know that's very dangerous, a lot like demolition. Thanks.
Thanks for that, Trevor. So, Frank, this feels sort of pointed in your direction. So let me let you pick it up from there.
Sure. I couldn't agree more. We actually have a piece of legislation at the State House this year dealing with pipeline repair, primarily gas pipeline repair, to ensure that there are safety standards for workers, not just in Boston, but all across the state. Because right now, each of the various utility companies has their own safety protocol. And we hear anecdotally, that some people that may have a certificate may not have taken the class. So we know what we do. We provide world-class training to our members. We spend over $60 million a year in apprenticeship and skills training for our members all across the state to make sure that, as Councillor Flynn said, They go to work, they earn a good wage, they earn good benefits, but more importantly, they come home safely at the end of the day to their loved ones. That's our top priority, bar none.
So, Frank, just in our last few seconds here, I do want to ask you one follow-up question. Every worker, of course, should feel safe doing their job, but if they don't, what can they do?
Well, you can't call both Occupational Safety and Health Administration, which we're really hoping to see step up when Mayor Walsh is sworn in as Labor Secretary. They've really been restricted on their ability. There's a lot of great inspectors out there, but they've been restricted on their ability to do their job over the last 4 years under the previous administration. In addition, you can call the state, call the Attorney General's office, and say that you're being asked to do unsafe work. Now, without a union contract, I hate to say this, but sometimes you're risking losing your job. No one should be asked to do an unsafe task, whether it's on a construction site or any other workplace setting. But you really are not, they're not allowed to assign you to an unsafe assignment on any job site in Massachusetts or in the country for that matter. So I'd urge workers to call OSHA. You can do it anonymously, and then they would send something out to someone out to inspect the site. But
all right.
I feel for those workers that really don't have that right, unfortunately.
Well, at that, I want to thank you, Massachusetts Building and Trades Council President Frank Callahan and Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you for having us.